Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hello, everybody.
Now, this week we're talking about a fantastic topic because I think it's something that all of us in life are trying to figure out.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what God's purpose and plan is for our lives. And you shared in this week's Heartbeat about the more time that we spend with God, so the more of a relationship that we have with Him, then the more that our own desires match up with His plan.
Because He created us. He gave us the personality we have.
Mm.
You know, we can think we did it all. Nah.
Yeah.
You know, He gave us like the blue eyes, the blonde hair, the tall legs, whatever you might have.
I don't have tall legs. I'm short.
Well, whatever you might have. Mm. But He also gave us the likes and dislikes we like, what we like.
Mm.
You know, what? I look at my grandchildren. One of them just loves sport, but the other one's like, no way. It's in them already.
And of those same children, one is an early riser and one loves to sleep in.
Yes.
Yeah,
you know who I'm talking about. You know, God's already put it in with you, within you. Our, I guess, journey is exploring, well, what is this stuff? What is the things that I have in my hand that God wants me to use and develop and grow?
Mm,
And that ends up often being a career, often being, it may be not be in your career, it might be in your voluntary thing. It might be in the hobby thing of your painting that God.
I also think it's just in who you are. Like it's in how you live out your life, whether that's a job, a volunteer, work, through your family, through your friendships. Like it doesn't have to
be. No, it can weave through everything.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. You shared in the Heartbeat things like, you know, maybe we're talented at sport. Maybe we're drawn to children, caring for them. So not necessarily even being a mother, but maybe you work in childcare or maybe you're a teacher or maybe you're a foster carer. Drawn to the homeless or the poor or, like you said, creativity. I wrote down one of the things I'm good at filling in forms.
So, you know,
I don't know how to use that and I don't know how that's God's purpose, but you know what? I'm good at it.
But I see how you use it. You've used it in helping your daughter Hannah.
Yes, I know. But really, yeah. So it's looking at those giftings that we have, but not even giftings. I think the key word is the desires on our heart, the things that we
push our buttons,
drawn to invest in.
Yes.
They're the areas that we go, well, God, why did you put that?
And it can change a little bit. I often think of Mother Teresa. She was a teacher in the Loreto Nuns.
Mm.
And God drew her because she was working in Calcutta. She was working in a good school. But outside she saw all the poor of the poor.
Mm.
And God drew her heart. So she must have always had this bit of compassionate heart.
Yeah.
But God developed it and grew it and drew a heart to go, give up this part of your life now and go and help the poor of the poor that you see outside.
Mm. Mm. So God takes those desires and through life experience –
can develop them and grow them. And maybe it might seem to change direction, but I bet you if we had a chance to talk to Mother Teresa now, I bet you there was inklings of different things when she was younger maybe. You know, this compassion within her.
Mm. Yeah, one of the things that I've written down, which I think gets missed sometimes, is the desire for hospitality and warmth in your home.
Yes.
Like I think that's something that God uses, that if someone enters your home, you make them feel welcome and loved. You know, like, so I was trying to think of things that are not our career, although God will use us in that way, but
to expand it further than that.
Yes, yeah. And it brings to my mind there was this beautiful couple in our parish, and we didn't know them for very long, but it actually happened to be Bruce and my wedding anniversary. And we, having five little children, didn't have much money, didn't really, we hadn't even thought about going anywhere or doing anything. And this lady said, oh, she said when she found out that our wedding anniversary is coming up, she said, oh, how about you bring your children over on Saturday? Now, she had four of her own, but they were a little bit older.
Mm.
Bring your children over on Saturday and we'll look after them till, you know, 10 o'clock at night, 9 o'clock at night or whatever. Bring them over early because they can be with my children.
Yep.
And then you can just spend some time together.
Mm.
And when we arrived, oh, she was beautiful. She had already got a bottle of bubbly and around it she just tied a few Ferrero Rocher chocolates.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And she gave that to us and said, now go away and have some time for yourself, for each other.
Mm.
And it was just so special. We actually didn't spend any money. We went back to the house, our house.
And had your bubbly.
And had our bubbly and the chocolates.
Yeah.
And just spoke and shared and, you know, had that precious time together and celebrated, you know, us. And then we went back and picked up the kids. But she was just awesome in her hospitality.
And God uses those desires on our hearts, those things that we're drawn to for his plan and purpose to bring him into the world. Like, by her doing that,
oh, she made us feel special.
Yeah, that's right. And God's love to you by sharing that with you. Yep. And that's really what God wants to do. He wants to give us his goodness and have that be given to others. Yeah. So I think the starting point is really just to meditate on what are those desires in your heart that you're drawn to, and then connected with that, what's your giftings? Because God's put them in there for a reason. But I think as we started this podcast, you were saying that sometimes we think, oh no, I don't know where to start, or I've got a blank canvas, but you've actually already got
something in your hand, point in your life. Yeah,
that's the words you used, in your hand. Yeah. What's in your hand? What are you already passionate about? Yeah. But then the next thing that you shared in the heartbeat was, but we need to seek after him. We need to seek after God, because that direction only comes from him.
Well, he puts in, there might be lots of puzzle pieces, but he puts the puzzle pieces together often, and then we go, oh, that's why this and this and this. And we don't often see it till later. And you don't want to miss out, because you can feel like you miss out if you get it, if you get the plan too late.
Yeah.
Or when you feel like it's too late. But in God, it's never too late. You know, you could maybe be 70 years of age and all of a sudden the pieces connect together and you go, whoa, that's why I'm a good cook. That's why I love cooking, because I can feed people and I can love people and I can help people in this nourishment. Because if they're nourished by their physical body, then maybe then, because they'll feel less of in their spiritual body, they might then go seeking. I don't know. Who knows how God develops it?
I think another key, though, with building our relationship with God, which you talked about at the very beginning of your heartbeat, was that the more we have a relationship with him, the more our desires marry up with his plan. And I think part of that is to things that maybe we think we want to do, or let's say are on our heart in some way, if they're not of God, that actually will go away.
Yeah, they
because
change.
Because our desire is actually after him.
Yes.
And then,
yes,
you know, he sorts everything out so that if it's not of him, it won't be there anymore.
Yes.
But only if we seek after him.
Yes.
Like if we're not seeking after him, it'll hang around.
No, we'll just do our own thing.
Yeah, yeah. So that's the key. So the weekly challenge for this week is to seek after God, and he will show you how to fulfill the desires of your heart.
Well, that's what it says in Scripture.
Mm.
And if we believe Scripture is truth, that we need to seek him.
Mm.
Well, it's like seek first the kingdom of God and then everything else will come unto you.
Yeah.
That's what it says. Mm. So then things will slot into place. You'll understand where you fit. You'll understand your giftings. You'll understand why these desires. You'll understand where, what to do, how to go, because you're seeking first the kingdom of God and the King. It just comes to mind now.
I think then you become more confident in stepping into things, because just as an example that came to my mind, my husband Ronan knows a lot of where his gifting is. He knows he's good at leadership. He knows what he can make work. And so he will put his time to those things because he knows I'm good at that thing. But he won't sing in the choir at Mass because it's like, that's not my...
No, I've never actually seen
him. No, you don't want to. No. He's fine. I'm just kidding. But what I mean is, when you become confident and learn more because you've sought after him and he's shown you that, you actually then step into that more confidently.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
So that's the weekly challenge, to seek after God and he will show you how to fulfill the desires of your heart. So we hope that that chat has really blessed you and encouraged you, and we look forward to chatting with you all again next week. Bye.
Bye, everybody.